This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning. You're listening to Up the Ante on Open for Business. I'm Angeline Tay. Every startup is about rapid growth. The expectation from a founder is to have their new hires execute immediately from day one. This episode, we have the founder of a three-month-old startup, LocaLocal, Chin Yun Ken, and his mentor, Lai Yit Long, going through the effectiveness of KPIs, hiring fast and firing fast.
Hi, my name is Ken. I'm the founder of LocaLocal. LocaLocal is a marketplace for local tours hosted by local. This service connects a traveler to a local tour guide. And why we do this? Because that's a trend where people like to go travel for their own. And why they do that? Because they really need to get in touch with the local people. They need to feel the authenticity. That's why we have been seeing the homestay mushrooming, and this is one of the significant change. That's why we implement these solutions, because we encourage people to travel more. Through this traveling experience, they can exchange the cultural experience as well. So that's the main objective of our startup. And today, I'm on the show to address some of my concern and some of the problems that I encountered during my journey. My first question to my mentor, Datuk Lai, would be, in the beginning stage of LocaLocal, it's important to have a management team that excel at execution, and everyone can sit in one house to build a scalable products in faster space. And how do we effectively leading and building high-performing and reliable core team while meeting all of this KPI?
My name is Yit Long. I'm an investor of LocaLocal, and I work for Cetera as a worldwide sales and marketing head based out of Taiwan. I've been in the IT industry all my life for about 40 years now. I started as a software engineer and then network engineer. I started the first KL office for Intel back in 1996 in Malaysia. Then after that, I helped them to set up offices all over Southeast Asia. And then my last job in Intel was running China for them. After that, I was headhunted by NVIDIA, you know, the company now dealing with VR and autonomous vehicles. So they hired me from Beijing and placed me in Taiwan. I was running Taiwan for them.
How did the two of you meet? And then you eventually investing into LocaLocal.
In fact, Ken and his partner then, they sent a request for funding to my buddy, Datuk K.S. Pua, the father of Pendrive. So, and K.S., obviously, he stayed in Taiwan too. And then he got an email out of nowhere from these two young guys and asking him for money. So KS asked me, Yit Long, why don't you go check them out? I said, okay. So I came to Penang, and then I called them out, and they came to Evergreen Hotel.
Yes.
And then I bought them coffee because they have no money.
I still remember that.
So they're there to ask for money. So.
Yeah. So, and then talk about what they wanted to do. They wanted to start something like a Yap for Malaysia. And I look at it, and I said, nah. But that was 3 years ago. And then I recommended him to MyStarter.
Hmm.
So he went to MyStarter, and I think that's how he got to know you, right?
And previously, you were on representing MyStarter.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
And thank you for joining us today, Dato Lai, as a mentor to Ken. Let's go straight into your challenges.
So my questions to Dato Lai would be, for every startup in the beginning stage, especially for LocaLocal, it's important to have a management team that excels at execution, and everyone can sit in one house to build a scalable products in fastest pace. How do we effectively leading and building this high-performance and reliable core team while meeting all of these KPI? Shall I hire it fast or based on KPI performance-oriented?
It's a very interesting question, because most of the startup founders will have to face this. You know, do I want to grow as quickly as I can, you know, to seize the opportunity there is? Or I should take it one step at a time to grow my team, develop my team accordingly, based on their capabilities. And then when they're ready, then go after the market. So one is you go after the goal and then kind of try to develop your capabilities along the way. And the other one is you get yourself ready before you go after the goal. You see the difference? Yeah, the sequence is important. But I think in the case of, if you are experienced founder, you have been working for 20, 30 years, I think you can do either one. It doesn't matter, because you are solid enough, you are experienced enough, you know, and you have enough connections to make things work. right? And you have enough resources, right? Money, time, and patience, and all the friends that you have. But if you are young and just started to work, I think it's important that you have to figure out whether you have the stomach big enough to swallow before you're ready. You know what I'm saying? So my recommendation is to take your time and develop your team properly before you go after the opportunity, one step at a time. Because the first thing you will encounter in starting a company is the groups are coming together for the first time. They come together because they're all excited about the vision, right? Let's do something cool. Yeah, you know, everyone's happy, jumping up and down for joy. They want to jump in and participate. And it's cool to be called a founder of a company. But you have no idea about each other's characteristic behavior, right? The mannerism, the way you handle conflicts, the way you handle problems, you have no idea until you start working together in a tight space. It's like husband and wife, right? Marriage cannot happen until you stay together. Then you realize, oh, there are things that you don't know. Then you try to make things work along the way. Forming a company is like that. The partners all coming together for the first time and all squeezed into a tight space. And then there are bad habits that you're beginning to realize and then you're trying to deal with them. And the more people you add to the equation, the more complicated it becomes, right? Yeah. So my recommendation is start with the core team first. Get used to each other. You know, Bruce Tuckman came out with this group performance model. When a group are coming together, you call that forming. And then the next phase that the group has to go through is a phase called storming, where they start fighting. You know, the reality kicks in, and then personal agenda kicks in, and then you start having expectation mismatch. What I expect from a company, from you, is not exactly what I'm getting. Then that's why I get angry with you, I disagree with you, and then you cannot stand me. Then I cannot stand you. Then we fight. Then in the end, the group disperses. You get that problem a lot in a startup. So my recommendation is go through the whole group dynamics thing. Learn how to grow together. Form it, storm it, norm it. And then when you get into performing stage, then you're ready. When the whole team are in synergy, when you know each other, what each other is thinking, when you trust each other, then you go after the big plan.
Okay.
How would you describe your current situation at LocalLocal? Are you at the forming stage or at the storming stage?
Based on the past 3 months experience and when I see back the journey, I can categorize that as a performing stage. But of course, for this stage, I still can see that there's a room for improvement. That's why one of my questions would be, should I set KPI? Of course, KPI is good to measure the progress. But what if they couldn't meet that KPI? So what should we do? So that we can, while we are staying in the performing stage, how can we go extra mile to do something better? Especially we are seeing there are so many opportunities. I strongly understand that we have to focus. But there are plenty of opportunity. I just want to grab that because that is a golden one. So I have to leverage this between the resources and this opportunity.
Yeah. Well, KPI is actually a performance management tool. Right, it's nothing more than that. It's a way to pace yourself against your goal. Right, when you hire somebody into the team, you need to guide him. You need to set the expectation. Right, so what are you supposed to do? A, B, C, D. That A, B, C, D becomes your KPI. As you know, KPI has to be smart. It means specific. It has to be as specific as you can. Not like win the business. Win the business is not a KPI. It's just a remark.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Okay.
Grow X number of orders of certain size by when and by whom. That's very specific. And then it has to be achievable. You cannot set a KPI that clearly is not attainable by this guy's capability. Achieve $1 million sales by tomorrow. It's not possible. So it becomes meaningless. And then it has to be motivational. The goal has to be a stretch so that this guy feels challenged in order to do the work. And then it has to be resourced, meaning he has to be empowered to do the job. If you give him a KPI without giving him resource, then it's not going to happen because he doesn't have anything. No, there's no tools to execute on it. And then it has to be time-bound, so meaning it has to have a deadline. These are the things you have to keep in mind when you set the KPI for the team. Once you comply with these five criteria, then I think your KPI is in good shape. If there's still disagreement, that's when you got to sit down one-on-one and make sure that the expectation is aligned until the point where both sides are happy with the KPI. It cannot be a one-way traffic. You cannot say, I want these five sets of KPI, take it or leave it. You cannot do it that way. It has to be aligned. It has to be bought in from both sides. And if KPI is not achieved, then you can follow up to understand why it's not done. Is it because it's not realistic or because of competition or because of some external factors? Once you understand that, then I think you can make adjustment. If without a KPI, then there's nothing to fix. If the guy says that he's going to do something, but he's not, and there's no documentation, then it's your word against his words.
Can KPIs turn toxic? All startups are hungry to scale fast. So stay with us as Chin Yun Ken, founder of LocaLocal, seeks advice from his mentor, Lai Yit Long, on areas to look out for when you're trying to grow your team. This is Up the NT. I'm Angeline Tse, BFM 89.9. Good morning. You're still listening to Up the NT on Open for Business. Today, we have the founder of LocaLocal, Chin Yun Ken, and his mentor, Lai Yit Long, talking about managing teams in the startup sphere. Here is Ken seeking advice on building his team.
When we build a team, which is currently staying in performing stage, and decide to scale, so any criteria or any things or any area we need to consider before we decide to scale fast?
In order to scale, I guess it depends on what do you mean by scale. Is scaling outside your current territory, outside Malaysia? If you're scaling, growing, expanding regionally or globally, then you don't really have a lot of choice. You actually have to hire people outside Malaysia, right?
That's the option that I can think of because based on our roadmap, within 2 months, we have to grow back and we want to be the largest marketplace player in Malaysia.
Yeah.
So that we have a plan to penetrate or to expand our business into US, Florida. So I have no choice but to expand my own team.
Yeah, you have to. So I think it's logical. There's nothing wrong with that.
So in that case, if I need to expand my team, I need investment because I need to hire more people.
Right.
So in that case, I have no choice but to expand my team. At the meantime, before I can even expand my team and get this investment, I had to hit my KPI.
Right.
That's why it goes back to team management and KPI again.
Correct. Yeah.
So that's always the problem.
So you always go first principle, right? You always have to make sure that you deliver on your KPI.
Mm-hmm.
The KPI is like a contract between you and your staff and you and your investors. The moment you deliver on a KPI, you're on track. Every time you consistently deliver your KPI, you inject confidence, right? Your team feel confident because you guys are always on track, meeting your target. You deliver what you commit to do. So that's actually a big deal to everyone. You promise something and you deliver it. So you have credibility. Then when you have that consistency in your establishing your credibility, for you to get additional investment is not difficult. Seriously, because people feel confident you can deliver. So I will put money in because I know you can do it. You understand what I'm saying?
Okay.
Yeah.
I got what you mean now. Because in fact, my last question would be, sometimes a KPI can turn into toxic. Because when someone cannot meet it, just cannot meet. In that case, one of the things that I can think of would be hired fast and fired fast. But within such a short period and with such goal, we have to keep that people and we need to grow them instead of fire them. So I think that's
KPI, as I say, is a performance management tool. Mm-hmm. And some nasty people, some mean people will use that against you, right? They set a KPI purposely, distort it to the point where they know that you cannot do it. But they did it intentionally. They know because they want to fire you. So they give you a KPI. They want to fire you legitimately, right? Legally, without having to compensate you anything, right? So they come up with some ridiculous KPI, make you sign it, and then they set you out for failure, basically, right? They know you're going to fail, and then they fire you.
Okay.
So you don't want to be that guy. You don't want to be that kind of boss, right?
Mm-hmm.
You bring this guy in. I mean, you went through all the trouble to bring this guy into your team. That means you already have some fundamental trust in this guy. Before that, you know him, right?
Mm-hmm.
Especially in a startup environment, you don't hire people from cold call, right? You hire someone you know. So typically, I mean, before this guy joins you, you're already friends. So if they are friends, then you don't do this kind of thing to friends, right? You set KPI, then you discuss, and then you come up with realistic KPI. KPI, as I say, is not meant to punish or excessively incentivize a person. In this case, it's mainly to pace ourselves so that we are on track to deliver what we say we're going to do.
Make sure the progress.
Right, make sure. It's actually an SOP thing. It's actually a discipline thing, right? So that you wake up, you know what you're supposed to do today. The five things that you have to do today. Guide your action, guide your thinking, guide your focus, right? So KPI is meant to do that. So that everyone wake up and you know exactly what needs to be done. Not like, okay, I wake up at 8 o'clock. Let me figure out today, what can I do? What should I be doing? Maybe I do coffee first. Then maybe I'll think about call this customer. Oh, since I'm in Damansara, why don't I call that guy also? It cannot be like that. It's like I wake up, I have five things that I want to do, and these are the five things. I'll get it done. Extra, if I still have time, then I'll do something else. Maybe I pull in tomorrow's KPI into today. I get it done as well. So in that case, I'm ahead of schedule. So you want your people to have this kind of discipline, this kind of attitude, perfection, right? So, and then execution-minded person.
And thanks for feedback. That's clear my doubt.
Why don't you tell us about your current plan for LocaLocal?
Within these 2 months, as what I shared, we want to be the largest marketplace player in Malaysia. To achieve that, we need to first form our team. And we are hiring. You try to hire good people so that they can execute without relying on anyone. And the other things would be, we try to scoop down our areas, what we need to focus. In our platform, so within 3 months, we managed to bring in our artisans in, and we have successfully secured revenue within 2 months.
And a final advice to Ken.
He just basically have to work harder than anyone else, right? And develop. You see, he has the passion. Right, he started something, and he's a risk taker. He has a track record of that. He wants something, and he's willing to give up things in order to achieve what he wants to do. Right, so that one is no problem. And what he needs to do is to build up the skills. Right, the skills involve leadership skills, organization skills, skills in building business, skills in connecting the dots, which is very difficult. That comes with experience, right? When you meet someone, I meet you, I meet him, immediately I know how to connect you guys in a meaningful way that both of you feel excited about. So that is actually a skill that not many people can have unless you grow with experience, right? So that kind of skills, connecting opportunity, connecting people with opportunity, connecting opportunity and opportunity, connecting people and people, and create new opportunity, that kind of stuff. He just need to learn that. And the only way to learn that is to keep doing it, right?
Right.
And we, as a mentor, we'll help him in whichever way that we think is possible. But at the end of the day, the ball is still in his court and he has to do it, right?
How hard you're willing to work.
Yeah, right.
Okay.
Thanks, Dato' Lai.
Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
Thanks.
You've been listening to Chin Yun Ken, founder of LocaLocal, together with his mentor, Lai Yit Long. If you missed out part of this interview, you'll be able to download this podcast on our website, www.bfm.my. Thank you for listening. I'm Angeline Tay, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.